Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today's show on Finishing Well, it's a bit dicey, perhaps, you know, an interesting topic. There might be some pain involved for you, but you know what they say, no pain, no gain, right on.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, have you ever considered what was it that made all those people so mad at Stephen that they stoned him? What was it that he said that, oh, man, I mean, they were raging and throwing stones to kill the guy? And what possibly could he have said? And what is it about the gospel of Jesus Christ that is so confrontational that would – and I heard a preacher recently say what it was, and I think I agree with him, is he told him, you can't save yourself. And in my own spirit, I know how much I resent authority and to think, yeah, I can save myself. And of course I can – you know, that was the answer that at some point in time, you need a Savior, you need Jesus Christ. But interestingly, the lie that I think Satan throws out there on the concept of finishing well, like here you come into the last 6 months of your life for most people. They're going to be really, really ill when that happens. And the lie is you're going to be able to take care of yourself at some level or be able to make decisions when you're at that stage of your life. But the truth is, as I'm experiencing now with my father, not that he's 6 months away, but he's certainly taken a fall, broken his neck, and we're seeing things change, is he's no longer in a position to make these decisions, and he's no longer in a position to save himself.
Well, he's not. And what I really sense this morning getting ready for the show is that, Robbie, after almost a year of doing these shows and talking about long-term care, you're starting to get a real handle, and I think you've gotten it, on what the real issue is here, okay, which is that you can't save yourself, and that especially us men, we're pretty strong-willed, and we think we can save ourselves and save our family. And, you know, this is why we have clients that buy long-term care insurance for their wife, and they – or they encourage her, or we're the ones – and they don't buy it on themselves.
My dad's that guy. I mean, that was exactly what happened. He bought it for his wife. But he never bought it for himself. And now he finds himself in a really difficult position that he never anticipated finding himself in. Was, you know, to an extent, times have changed. When his parents were of that age and you had a wife that didn't work, that, you know, stayed at home, you're in a position to take care of your parents. But in today's day and time, you know, with both of your kids working, how exactly are they going to take care of you at home?
Well, they're not going to be able to. They live in different cities. Men and women have jobs. They have their kids to look after and maybe their grandkids at this point. It's just not a practical. And then furthermore, in today's day and time, these assisted livings are not perhaps – is really a bad of an existence as a nursing home was 30 years ago. I mean, my mother was in two or three of these places over several years. And, you know, my experience is most of the people that were in there were pretty happy and they found joy in things and they were well taken care of.
So I really think as I process this in my mind that the lie that I really had bought into myself, maybe my father did as well, but I know I'd bought into it, is, wow, if I have long-term health care insurance, if I have long-term care insurance, I want to use the right terminology,
sure.
If I had long-term care insurance, my family's going to put me in a nursing home. You know, that's the conclusion that you come to, and you don't realize the options that are available to you.
Well, and it's just admitting defeat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just and the reality is that's what the Bible tells us to do in the story of Stephen and several other stories is that it's maybe admitting defeat is a poor choice of words, but it is to surrender and to accept the fact that we can't save ourselves. And again, I'm going to say, especially us men. I mean, it's just this is a reality that most of us are going to need some care at the end of our lives. I mean, I could throw some statistics at you, but it's a reality. The real question is, how long are you going to need this care? And that's some people don't need very little. I mean, they don't even die in a hospital. They die somewhere out of a hospital and not getting any care. Most people end up needing some care, whether it's days, weeks, months, and many people need it for years.
Yeah, well, it becomes glaringly obvious to me at this point that as you get older, so many people fall. And you know, they're using walkers and canes to try to avoid that, but you get up in the middle of the night, as my dad did, and all he was doing was going to the bathroom. He's 87 years old. And the next thing you know, you've got a broken neck, and you find yourself in a position where you can no longer take care of yourself. It's just not an option. And now, what's the plan?
Yeah, and this is, the burden falls on your kids, and it's a burden that we all accept to take care of our elders and honor your mother and father. And they took care of us when we were young. We take care of them when they're old, and we still do that. We just do it in different ways.
Yeah, and it's a challenge that I really, you know, hadn't personally experienced until recently, but I can tell he's really, really, really uncomfortable with it. And, you know, I had a good friend tell me, you know, Robbie, you're the family, and it's supposed to be when you show up, they're like, oh, my son's here, you know. But when you become the caregiver, you're the person that they're angry at most of the time because you didn't do this exactly right. You didn't turn that light off the way I always do at night and all those kind of things.
Well, sure. And so, you know, the message we want to get across in this first part of the show is Satan's lie. So maybe you could state that again.
Satan's used this lie all along that you don't need a savior. You know, you can do this on your own, and you can be independent. But you know, in reality, we need God. That's for sure. We need Jesus in order to save us from our sins. And at some point in time, we really are not going to be in the position to make those decisions on the end plan of our care.
We're going to need somebody to take care of us. And if we have resources, we're going to have to pay for that care, or we're going to have to get it from our children, who most likely are not in a position to give it, and they're not trained for it. So the issue...
Yeah, well, believe it or not, this is true. That 2 weeks ago, for the first time in my life, because you know this is the way it worked, I had to give my father injections. I'm no more trained. I'm giving injections to the man of the moon, and I was not ready at all for you know his reaction when I stuck that shot in his stomach. You know, it wasn't something I felt like was appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the issue that I'm able to help people with is the financial solutions, of which there are many, to prepare for this, so that when you do need this care, and if you need it for a long time, that your children are still there for you, but they're dealing with me and other professionals to hire out the heavy lifting or the shot giving or the caring for to the professionals. And so I'm able to help people with the money end of this thing. But, you know, real quickly, when we're having a discussion with individual clients, people want to say, oh, tell me about those options. And so we just want to skip over this thing, and we want to get to the numbers and the facts and figures, of which we're going to do in the second part of the show. But I want to point out that we're willing accomplices in many cases with Satan, is that we don't really want to plan for this. I mean, you could take care of you. I'm going to take care of myself. My kids are going to take care of me. I'm never going to a nursing home. I mean, we're already there. We're in denial many times of this reality that look, at the end of our life, it's an unknown thing whether we're going to need care in the first place. We're probably going to need some care, but how long this is going to go on and what the consequences are going to be to our family. So we're in denial of that. And a safe place to go is to just start studying the numbers and asking them. That's real safe, and calculating and deciding whether this is a good buy or not, which is all fine, but we need to have this discussion first.
Right, which I would encourage, and believe me, I have been on my knees a lot in the last 3 weeks asking God, what's my next step in order to walk with you through some uncharted waters? And I think, you know, that prayer time ahead of time to say, God, what does this look like with my family, with my situation? And, you know, with many counselors, plans succeed. I mean, there are people out there like Hans, he's a certified financial planner. You know, we talk with him every week, and he certainly wrote the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. But this is kind of like past retirement. This is like, here we go. You know, what is this gonna look like in the last, you know, caregiving days of our lives? And it really is a place for God to help us, because we don't want to do this on our own. But it's also a place to get some professional advice to make sure that it does end up the way that it finishes well. And I love that name of the show, and I love where that points.
Well, yeah. So you know, if you look in my book, I talk about four potential solutions, or four, as we identify, four ways you can deal with this problem. And none of the four, don't do anything about it and just hope for the best. And one of those is self-insurance, so that if you're really going to go without long-term care insurance, that we at least plan your money so your kids will have an easier time accessing resources when you need it. But we go through all the different options in my books. And you can get my book. You can actually get the chapters for free. You can get the long-term care chapter of both books at cardinalguide.com.
All right. Well, we are going to get to those numbers, but, you know, I think we would be doing everyone a disservice if we didn't, you know, push a little bit into that pain of, you know, wow, this is coming. And, you know, teach me to number my days, Lord. So we'll be back in a minute.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we've been talking about some hard choices on you can't save yourself. And when it comes down to these last days for all of us, unless Jesus comes, which that'd be great, we're going to have to rely on other people one way or another, aren't we, Hans?
Well, we are. This becomes the family's problem. I mean, your father right now is trying to make decisions. My mother, when she was going through this, was trying to make decisions. My father, I've got stories about them in my book. And really the story is about all of us, my siblings and myself, and just making decisions together. And then my father or my mother are spitting out their wishes at a time when, you know, my mother had Alzheimer's. I mean, she just...
Oh, yeah, they're really, really hurting, and they're confused. I've never seen my father so confused.
It's very difficult. And so I'm an advocate for planning for this. And listen, if I ran an ad in the paper, which I've done, or I've mailed out to people where they send coupons back, or we run ads on Facebook... Hey, come to us and we'll go over long-term care insurance with you. People would no more want to do this on a you know, on a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday afternoon than the man on the moon. And so we really have to come at this from the side, and we do. I mean, it just, number one is we meet people in retirement planning. So people are coming in to see us from 50 years old to 80 years old or even older, but they're coming in and they're sitting down and we're talking about Medicare and we're talking about Social Security and we're talking about their IRA and we're talking about all these subjects that are can be more pleasant to talk about than long-term care. And it's like we're dancing around this whole issue, building a relationship with the people so that we can, because we know that that's the one topic that they've been avoiding. And if we just open up with that, it doesn't go very well. I mean, people just don't respond. Or when they do respond, they're very guarded. And so it just in the whole process, it becomes easier. Like we're talking about Medicare on the next show. And it's much easier to talk to somebody like you or approaching about Medicare on the front end and build a relationship that way, when then leverage that and to open up the things to talk about long-term care as they just kind of go together. The ramifications of making poor Medicare decisions are nothing compared to the ramifications of making poor long-term care decisions.
Right. And I like what you said earlier, that, you know, in prayer, we surrender to God. God, I surrender this. I surrender. What can you come into this and show me where we ought to go? And, you know, right before the break, you talked about that, you know, there's four different, I mean, we only got a chance to talk about the one, but if I'm surrendering that to God, who would you have me come into this with me to help me navigate this, since I clearly don't have the experience? And therein, you find people with experience that are Christians that are looking to help you walk through this, that have walked through it in your case with many, many, many people. So there are four essentially different structures to begin with.
Yeah, that I've outlined in my book. And so the first one that's in the book is a plan for self-insurance. And the difference between a plan for self-insurance and all these people that just say, I'm self-insured, I have many people say that, and they don't, they're no more self-insured than the man on the moon. They just know they have money, and that if they have long-term care, they'll just spend their own money for it. A lot of folks think a plan for self-insurance means we're going to get into your money, project what your money's going to be, and really know where that money's going to come from. We got taxes to think about because long-term care expenses are tax deductible. So when you're paying for home health care yourself, I mean, we need legal documents mixed into this plan for any long-term care. I mean, you just need those things so you can empower your kids to make the decisions legally. You need to have your wishes written out. But so a plan for self-insurance includes a lot more than just where's the money coming from, but that's right. Part of it. The second one is traditional long-term care insurance. And, you know, the objections that we deal with that, and many of you that are listening could very well have looked at that and you say, well, it's expensive. Okay, and it is. You can also say that these companies that have been selling it for years have raised the premiums on it. So, and that's gotten very poor press, and they're just, so my premium could go up. And then we all have examples of people that paid for long-term care insurance for a whole bunch of years, and then they just died and they never used it, and they just think all that money's gone. Or people that pay for it for years and then drop it, you know, and they're just, the money's gone. I mean, and so there's plenty of negatives to traditional long-term care insurance. I'm certainly not going to sit and try to talk you into that. In fact, I didn't go over all the positives. I mean, the positives is the money will be there. The next type of insurance is a thing called short-term care insurance, which a lot of folks haven't heard of. And there's four or five different companies that offer this type of insurance. And it's like traditional long-term care insurance, but it has a shorter benefit period. It's less expensive. It's easier to qualify for. That's the third category. And the fourth is the most interesting, and what we're talking about on the show today is hybrid long-term care insurance. You say, well, what in the world is a hybrid? Well, it's the bringing together of a life insurance policy and a long-term care policy. So it's bringing two into one. And you say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, this is a policy that guarantees that either you or your beneficiaries are going to get more out of the policy than you put into it. So that's an oversimplification. But, you know, I give several examples in my workbook, which you can get. But, it, we have actual numbers on a 55 and 70-year-old person in here. And, you know, it's on page 43 in the workbook in the long-term care module. It goes through several examples. But just to stay general here on the radio, person would put in, say, $50,000 in a lump sum where they would pay that. That would buy them a certain amount of life insurance or death benefit. And then that life insurance, if they...
And life insurance is going to be more than the $50,000 they put in.
Yeah, let's just say it's $80,000.
Okay.
So this is just a hypothetical for example. So you pay a premium of $50,000. And then at your death, that policy is worth $80,000 unless you used it for its long-term care benefits. So a person could buy that, never pay another premium, or pay a small premium for an extension rider, and then they would be guaranteed that if they went along for several years, or maybe not a several years, or and they passed away without using it, that their beneficiaries would get their original money back plus more. So that's the life insurance aspect. Now, typically, these policies, the reason people buy them is for the long-term care benefits. So if you were to need care, whether that's home health care or facility care, you can access a part of the benefit. Let's just say $4,000 a month for 20 months. So you can access the $80,000 early, and you collect this money to pay for home health care or to pay for nursing home for 20 months. And now you say, well, what good has that done me? Well, it's given you some benefits that would be real needed if you're in a situation. And then you can purchase an extension rider on this that when the $80,000 runs out, then there's a policy that kicks in and keeps paying you for a number of years. We even have one that'll do it for lifetime. So it'll just keep paying that $4,000 a month adjusted for inflation for the rest of your life. So it's a way to buy a long-term care policy with a single premium, and you've got some assurances that your single premium or your life insurance will last, excuse me, your long-term care insurance will last the rest of your life. It'll pay you for the rest of your life if you needed it. And if you never needed it, it's going to go to your beneficiaries. It sounds wonderful. And in some ways it is. I mean,
you can picture this, or I can picture it now. This, you know, there you are at the hospital, your loved one's broken a hip or whatever. And now, they've got to go home, and what can I arrange, to make sure that they get the best possible care, and at the same time, help them feel like they're loved by their family, and you just gives you options.
We have families come to us with and without long-term care insurance all the time, just in that situation. And the people that the insurance is not really the issue. The issue at that time is getting them the care and getting the people brought in there through a home health care agency to look after them so they can sustain at home. And if you have long-term care insurance, even something as simple in my example is $4,000 a month, that's $1,000 a week. You call the professionals and it's just paid for. And it just makes it easier on the whole family. And, let's just say you used that for a couple of months and then you didn't use it anymore. And then you lived a while longer and then you passed away. Well, then most of that $80,000 is still going to be paid to your beneficiary. So it's hybrid long-term care. It's not as simple as I've just described it, but it's a wonderful solution, and it becomes an easy place for people to just take money or assets that are sitting in a bank or an investment or institution and just moving them to an insurance company, but they're still in their name, and they could still get at the money if they needed to.
There you go. And all this information, you know, is in great detail in both the book, you know, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning Foreign Living and Retirement, but also in the workbook goes through, I think there's five examples, it looked like to me, of different individuals and different types of hybrid plans. And so there's a lot that goes into that. But at the end of the day, you know, we find ourselves, wow, where are the resources? Well, cardinalguide.com is a great one. And, you know, that's why we're here. But you can get this book absolutely for free just by emailing Hans there from the website. You can get it from downloading it without even emailing, you know, one chapter at a time. Of course, you can go on Kindle and buy it for...
You can buy it on Amazon. It's just $1.99 a book. I mean, we want to get the information to you. If you send me a message on Facebook, and many of you, not Facebook, on our website or any of the stuff where we're... I'll be happy to send you the book, no charge.
Right.
Glad to get it to you.
You know, that information is out there, and wisdom, you know, cries out from the streets. But the first kind of place you got to go to is you got to surrender and say, God, I need some help with this. I can't save myself. Thank you for listening. It was a fun show today, Hans.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.